Welcome to Refocus on You, the podcast that takes you through a spiritual journey of overcoming the battles and gaining the victories in your life by incorporating the eight fundamentals of health. Connect with us online at refocusonyou.com. That's refocus on the letter U.com. Or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/refocusonyou. Now, sit back, rest, relax, refocus, renew, relive, and trust in God completely. Here is your host, Melinda P., and co-host, Dr. E.
Good morning and hello out there. Oh, happy new year. 2021 is here. And I'm thanking God that he has brought me a mighty long way into the new year. I am your host, Melinda P., and my lovely physician and first lady, Dr. E., is in the house. Dr. E., what's going on?
Hello, 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 everyone. I just want to wish you all a happy new year.
All right, and with that, it's time to welcome you to the Refocus on You podcast.
Refocus on you. 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 Life is so good. Don't waste your time. It's never too late. Refocus on you. Refocus on you. Refocus on you. Refocus on you. Tell me how to put it all again. Tell me how to put it all again. Tell me how to put it all again. Refocus on you.
Let's get real about this. Dr. E., you know, in my younger years, I always wanted more. It was like the more I made, the more I spent. And you know, it reminds me of our text in Genesis where Eve had took the fruit knowing that God told her and Adam not, you know, that they couldn't eat of the fruit. So as we go into Genesis 3:6, it says, "The woman was convinced. She saw that the tree was beautiful and its fruit looked delicious. And she wanted the wisdom it would give her. So she took some of the fruit and ate it. Then she gave some to her husband, who was with her, and ate it too." You know, when I think about that text, it reminds me of Flip Wilson, the comedian Flip Wilson.
Yes.
And
we're telling our age now.
I know. Well, he had a show, you know, that he would impersonate Geraldine, this lady Geraldine.
Yes.
And her famous line would always be like, "The devil made me do it." You know? But you know one thing? It also reminds me of my younger years where I always wanted more. Seemed like the more money I made, the more money I spent.
Yes.
Sometimes knowing that we cannot have something gets us into more trouble than we expect. And so, Dr. E., share a word with us and enlighten us more on contentment.
Well, I think, Melinda P., you said a mouthful when you said sometimes we want the thing that we've been told we cannot have. And I have always felt that that verse in Genesis was the beginning of a tragedy. And here it is. Adam and Eve had everything, Melinda P.
Right.
They had the perfect marriage.
Mm.
There was nothing wrong. They didn't see each other's nakedness.
Right, exactly.
It said that Adam looked at Eve and, you know, he was in love. And vice versa. So they had a perfect marriage. They had no disharmony in their marriage or imbalance. They had the perfect home with the perfect temperature.
Mm.
There wasn't a cool breeze that made them, you know, the goosebumps rise up on their, or the hairs where they're like, ooh, it's a little chilly.
Right.
So, you know, they had the perfect home, the perfect environment, and they had the perfect job. I mean, you know, they tending the garden. So they had every single thing that we in this day and age are all striving for.
Right.
The perfect position.
Right.
The perfect spouse.
Right.
The perfect job. The perfect home. The perfect everything. And they had it, and it was not enough. Imagine that.
And you know, we strive for that, yet we still are not content. Even when we do have the perfect home or the perfect job or the perfect life or the perfect marriage, even when we do have it, we are still not content. Why is that, Dr. E?
And that's the million-dollar question. How is it that the people who had everything were dissatisfied, and then we are asked to be satisfied when we don't have even a fraction of what they had? What is it that God knows that we don't know, that he says, wherever you find yourself, be content? Now, a lot of people might get that confused with singing happy songs in the midst of a crisis or something like that, or ignoring abuse. We're not talking about that. We're talking about when you have no control over something. If you don't like the money that you make in the job, find a better job,
right?
You can do that. You don't have to sit there and be content.
Right.
But let's say you can't find another job. You can't. Then manage what you have. When we're talking, when God is asking us to be content, it isn't, oh, I'm so happy I'm living here in poverty, or, oh, I'm so happy that I'm living here in squalor. No, what he's saying is find peace where you are.
Right.
Find peace where you are.
Exactly.
And there's a difference in saying, oh, I'm so happy. I was sharing with Melinda P. that I had a fall the day before Christmas. I went out to help an elderly neighbor and his wife, whose wife had fallen.
That's right.
And I put on my Wonder Woman cape and ran, thinking, I'm going to save these people. Okay? Now, Melinda P., it never occurred to me to wonder why she fell.
Right.
I just knew Wonder Woman is on her way.
Right, exactly.
And I got to the place where she went down, and guess what? I went down where she went down.
Oh.
Because I had not, I just ran in. So now I'm on the ground, like
right.
a turtle on his back. And the people that I had come to save ended up having to get me off the ground. Them and their dogs. That was the tip. So imagine I'm in the middle of the street. It's snowing. It's icy. It's cold. And I'm on the ground. I've hurt my shoulder. I've hurt my knee. Now here's the situation.
Wait a minute, Dr. E. Did you say the famous, I've fallen and I can't get up.
And I can't get up. Let me tell you something, people. there is a difference when you're young and you fall. We are not old, but we are now middle-aged. You understand. And 20 years ago, 10 years ago, I could have jumped off that ground. Mm-hmm. I could have bounced. But when I hit that ground, I hit it.
Yes.
And as much I'm saying to you, that I was so disappointed in myself because I had fallen many times in my life before, but I had gotten up. And this time I could not get myself up. I needed help. Are you all listening to me? I needed help getting off the ground. So if there was no help, I don't know how to say it. I'd have had to find some peace.
Well, you would have had
somebody could have came and got me, because I'd have laid there yelling, help, until someone heard me. But
you,
I'm saying to you, the aftermath of that is this. I have hurt my knee. I have hurt my shoulder. It is Christmas break, and I had some plans, some things that I wanted to do, right? But I can't do them now because I can't walk. And I'm so frustrated, Melinda P. I have come down into my office and I had everything where I wanted to put it. And I came down here and I started moving and I had to sit down. When I went to get back up, it took me a few minutes because I had to straighten the leg out and get it warmed up and get it moving. And so I finally said, I'm not going to be able to accomplish what I wanted to accomplish today. I cannot. Now, I can sit here and be mad and ruin your day and everyone else's day, right? Because my day, or I can sit and be make peace with, I will not be able to accomplish what I had set out to accomplish. And that is because it is beyond my control. And that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
If I came down here and I didn't have a knee problem, and I just wasn't happy with what I see around me, and I just decided to sit there and be mad about it, that's one thing. But I can't, there's something that is keeping me from making some changes that I wanted to make. And that's where you have to trust God and say, let me make peace with why I can't do it and learn from it. Really learn. Sit down. So I'm sitting down saying, what can I learn from this? And that is, we can make plans all we want, but we don't know what the next day brings. And we have to learn to adjust. And there's some folks out there, and you know who you are. You have a hard time when things don't go your way. Just don't.
Yes.
And I, too, used to be that way. But you can't pimp God. And you can't. You're not going to force God to do anything. You can have a temper tantrum all you want. As he said, you can sit there and do whatever you say what you want to say because I'm God. And at the end of the day, it's going to be my will.
Right.
not your will.
Not yours.
Will.
Exactly.
You're not running any of this. You're not running. And I'm talking about those that are on the Christian journey. Now, if this isn't where you are, spiritual things are spiritually discerned, do you. But those of us who are on a spiritual journey and a walk of faith, if you have walked on this road any length of time, then you are beginning to realize that you are not in charge anymore. And I used to think I was in charge. I know Melinda P. Melinda P. used to think she was in charge just like Dr. E. Do you know who I am? Well, now, I don't tell people who I am. What's your name? It's just Regina.
Yes. Yeah.
The walk of faith will do it. And so, and as I said, giving it back to you, Melinda P., we both are learning on this walk of faith that it doesn't always go the way we want it to. We make plans and something happens, and as frustrated as we are, we have to bend to
right.
those changes.
Right.
And with all my heart, I want to get up. There's so many places I was supposed to be at a funeral today. And there's some people who are disappointed that I'm not there. You understand? But I couldn't go as much as I wanted to go. I just couldn't go. And I had to accept it wasn't for me to be there. You see what I'm saying? It just wasn't for me, because if I could have went, I would have gone. But something outside of my control, a jacked up knee,
right,
and a night at the emergency room and a bad shoulder told me, I don't care where you want to be today. You're not going.
We are talking about contentment. Myself, Melinda P., and Dr. E. is in the house. And what I want to say is contentment is not easy. It really isn't, folks. Whether you are waiting for something or anticipating something, it's not easy. You know, Dr. Miles Monroe once said, expectations lead to disappointments. And when we are constantly disappointed, we have to remember that we put unnecessary stress on our bodies. And that stress does a whole lot of things to us. And so what I would like to ask is, you know, Dr. E, please, you know, tell us about the health part of contentment. You know, we had the spiritual aspect in the first half of the show, but tell us about the health you know, what it's doing to our health when we are not in a state of contentment.
Well, first of all, God is an all-knowing, the Alpha and Omega. And when he speaks, he doesn't waste words, Melinda P. He doesn't tell you to do something just to do it. There's a reason. Now, he may not explain why, but if you have faith, you trust that he knows more than you know. And if he said do something, there's something for you doing it that works to your good. Now, what scientists recognize is when you are in a constant state of frustration and agitation, then your body releases stress hormones.
Yeah.
And I know we've talked about some of this in the past. The stress hormones are what keep your blood pressure high, predisposing you to heart attacks and strokes. And low-key, there's a lot of research now pointing to a life that is that has so many things that are unresolved. They're finding that there's a common denominator in dementia and people having so much inner conflict and unresolved issues in their life. Even how we die a lot of times tells you a lot about how we live. When you are at peace, you can go peacefully, but some of us have seen some folks fight to stay. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's some things that are unresolved and they don't want to leave because they haven't fixed them or made peace with them.
You're right.
And so they're in that constant state of agitation even when they're passing into death. And so I'm saying that we have to trust when God says, wherever you are, be content. Now, he didn't say it's because your blood pressure will go up because all these stress hormones are being released. He didn't say all that. Science said it.
Right.
But now science backs up why we need to find a way to make peace with our life's situations. And so we serve, you and I both know, and even for you in your life, and dealing with a very serious disease, you have found yourself that a lot of times your mood and how you're feeling has a lot to do with how your disease responds.
Oh, yeah, a lot to do with it. I just want to interject. I notice that, you know, now I'm in a place of contentment. But before, years ago, I wasn't. And therefore, I put a lot of stress on the lungs and I would find myself where it would be hard to breathe, as well as I would have to increase my oxygen.
Right.
Whereas now, in that state of contentment, I find myself, actually, you wouldn't believe this, but I'm using less oxygen. Of course, you know, I'm exercising as well,
right,
and watching my diet. But it used to be, just a few years ago, it used to be where when I was sitting on the couch or sitting still, I needed the oxygen.
All yes. Right?
But now, when I'm in a relaxed mode and sitting, I don't have to have the oxygen on. So, I mean, a lot of other things, I'm sure, come into play with that. You know, folks, I'm not saying to, if you are on oxygen, to take your oxygen off and just sit there and just, No, I'm not saying that at all.
Right.
But what I am saying is being in a state of contentment, it does make a difference in the way we feel. I am relaxed. I can sleep better. And like I said, again, I do not, when I am sitting, I am not wearing my oxygen as much. So, yes, it does make a difference on your health when you are in that state of contentment, whatever you are battling with, whatever, you know,
yes,
disease you're battling with.
Absolutely. I would challenge our listening audience to do something today or this week. Take inventory of the things that have messed with your peace. Take inventory.
Yes.
Take responsibility for the things that you have caused, right?
Yes.
Because there are some things, listen, I have dealt with my weight for a long time. And every night I'm mad because I ate something I didn't want to eat. But you know what? I can change that. Okay, mm-hmm. I created that situation. If you can take inventory
right.
and say, this is what I am causing,
right.
let me bring that to God and let him resolve that with me,
right.
okay? And then look at the things that you have no control over. They're just some things you have no control over. I have teenage children in the home. This is my sixth 14-year-old that I'm raising. Six children. She's 14. Okay? And she has to go through what she has to go through, the same thing that every other 14-year-old goes through. You understand?
Yes.
I can change what I can change, but I have a 14-year-old.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Okay. And I'm a late in life because my oldest is 37 and my youngest is 14. So I'm in menopause and I've got three daughters that are starting into their womanhood. You understand? So can you imagine all of the energy and hormones that are raging through this house?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm the mother. And so I set the tone in the house. And so I always find my peace. And I have found that just like the other children grew up and they're okay, these children too will be okay. That every storm isn't a storm. I can manage it. I can manage it. And so I'm challenging our listening audience to look and review some things in their life that are creating this feeling of, I'm just not happy where I am. And make peace with the things that you can't change. And if there's some things you can change, change them, or at least cut yourself a break if you are having difficulty doing it. Because some habits are just very hard to break because they've been there so long. One of mine is Red Pop, Faygo, Red Pop, and Doritos. I realized, Melinda P., that since I was about 8, that was my gin and tonic. Listen, church folk, don't listen. What I'm saying to you is, that's a 50-year-old habit. Okay. I didn't even know why when I'm stressed, I go get me a bag of Doritos and Red Pop until I sat down and said, why am I sitting here? And then I remembered as a little girl on Saturday mornings when I was home alone and everyone was at work, I would pull out my Faygo Red Pop, which I had chilled. Okay. So it could be real cold, and my bag of Doritos. And that kept me company. All right. So if I'm stressed or tired or I'm feeling a bit lonely, and you can still do that even in a house full of folks, you'll look in my house and you'll see some Faygo Red Pops.
Oh, Lord. Help her, Lord. Help her.
I'm not telling you all too much. Is this resonating? But I'm telling you.
No, we just need to know the real Dr. E. But you know, I just want to say, Dr. E., I think for myself, in my spiritual journey, I had to start pulling out the positive things out of things that would happen to me. You know, that's what helped me with contentment. And yes. I give you an example right now, folks. I tell you, I have been living in a hotel for the last couple of months and was told a few days ago that I'm going to be in the hotel for the next 2 months as well. And that's because when I went on vacation, I came back and there was a water pipe that had burst under the ground into my condo or into my home that flooded the entire home and did quite a bit of damage where I've had to stay in the hotel. Now, normally the old Melinda P would be fussing, would mm-hmm. be like, doggone it. Oh, man, this is messed up. Because I don't have a lot of my equipment that I do right. For the podcast, as well as my material. I apologize, folks. I know the newsletter's been late a couple months. But again, I am out of my comfort zone. And that right. would give me every reason to be frustrated. But you know what, folks? I had to look at the positive side of things. And even though majority of the stuff has been damaged or gone or lost, I've got to find something in there that is positive. My life, my health. We take so much for granted. We take so much for granted on our health. We take so much for granted on the little things. And folks, what I had to do is I had to start looking at the positive things in life. And Dr. E, that has helped me tremendously. And that's why I find myself always in a state of contentment. Every time something doesn't go right, I have to revert back and think about, okay, what's the positive part in this? Because if I don't, then my disease, my lung disease will start to come out. It will start to progress. And then those doctors will be right. When they say, you've got a couple of years, Melinda, left on these lungs, they will be right. But see, I'm here to prove them wrong. I'm here to say, nope, God has the last word. And so therefore, you have to stay, folks. I know it's hard, but you've got to pull yourself and think about the positive things. Think about your blessings. Think about it could have been worse. There's always something or someone else going through a situation worse than yours. And when you think and concentrate on that, you will become content. You know, trust in God. Go ahead, Dr. E.
I'll leave our audience with this. Count your blessings and name them one by one.
Amen. Yes.
Right? There's a song. I'm not going to break out into it because I think I can sing, but the truth is, I'm not going to let y'all say I can't. So let y'all believe I can.
Oh, she can sing, y'all. She can sing.
But, you know, count your blessings, folks. There are millions of things that we should be grateful for, but we take for granted every single day.
Amen. Amen.
And we are living in the middle of a pandemic. 300 and some odd thousand families are mourning.
Yes, yes.
Including members of my family.
Yes.
Are mourning right now because they have lost someone that they will not see again on this earth. But we are still here. And I keep saying that. I am still here. And I thank God that he has preserved my life and the lives of those family members that I love and I cherish, and that even when one of us falls, I am thankful that he has promised us that we'll be with him in the life made new. So there's still hope, even in the midst of death and a crisis like we're in. But you can only survive things like this when you have hope.
Yes.
And that is what Melinda P. and I want to give you, that there's hope, that there's a reason to count your blessings.
Yes.
There's a reason why God said, be grateful,
yes,
be happy, be content, find joy, find peace, wisdom. These are the things that will preserve you during times of crisis and trouble. And so we hope that you have heard us today and that we have said something to you that will encourage you to go just another day. Let's just get through today, right?
Yes,
knowing that we serve an awesome God who fearfully and wonderfully made us and asked us in order to keep your blood pressure down, in order to keep your mind functioning right and your heart and your lungs, find peace in your situation.
Amen. 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 All right, folks, that's a wrap. Contentment is real, and it's a good feeling inside when you are in a grateful state of mind. Be sure to visit our website at www.refocusonyou. That's www.refocusonyou.com. And check us out for any updates or changes. Also, visit us on YouTube as well. We're going to close, folks, and remember to always rest, relax, refocus, renew, and relive. See you next time.
You've been listening to Refocus on You with Melinda P. and Dr. E. Connect with us online at refocusonyou.com. That's refocus on the letter U.com. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/refocusonyou. Refocus on You is a nonprofit 501c3 organization that helps people who have been given a life-threatening medical diagnosis to have life-saving resources. The organization's goal is to improve the overall health and quality of life for individuals. Your generous contribution will go to make sure that the vision of Refocus on You will continue helping all of those who are in need of help navigating through devastating health diagnoses. Be sure and sign up for our free newsletter, where you'll be the first to receive up-to-date information on how Refocus on You can help you live a more healthy, positive lifestyle, despite the roadblocks that you may encounter in your life's journey.